Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 15th, 2019. I'm Rich Stravolino. TechWriter reports that at a press event in Shenzhen, Huawei announced that the Mate X foldable phone would not be released in September. The report stated the device was unlikely to ship before November, but that Huawei was certain it would come out by the end of 2019. The Mate X was originally scheduled to ship in June and had previously been pushed back to the now-delayed September release. Microsoft has patched 4 remote code execution flaws as part of the company's monthly Patch Tuesday that could allow a malicious actor to remotely take over a Windows computer. The 4 vulnerabilities affect all in-support versions of Windows through the Windows Remote Desktop Services component, which is disabled by default in Windows 10. But all users are urged to run security updates ASAP. Twitter announced an upcoming feature that will allow users to follow topics in addition to following users. The feature is in testing on Android with sports-focused topics like MMA and Formula One. Initially, the curation will be handled manually, but the company will eventually use machine learning to populate topics and keep them up to date. Other features being developed include temporarily muting a topic to keep tweets out of your timeline, searchable direct messages, and the ability to reorder the photos in a tweet after you've attached them to a new post. The company also plans to add support for Apple's Live Photos. A senior unnamed surveillance officer reports that Huawei helped the governments of Uganda and Zambia spy on political opponents, including intercepting communications and tracking opponents' movements using cellular data, according to the Wall Street Journal. A representative from Zambia's ruling party confirmed Huawei technicians played a part in the fight against certain news sites, stating, "Whenever we want to track down perpetrators of fake news, we ask ZICTA, which is our lead agency. They work with Huawei to ensure that people don't use our telecommunication space to spread fake news." Huawei has denied involvement and that its own internal investigations show the company nor its employees have engaged in alleged activities. Amazon announced an update to its Recognition facial detection service, adding fear to the range of emotions that can be identified. The update also improves its age estimation and gender identification accuracy. Recognition can also identify happy, sad, angry, surprised, disgusted, calm, and confused. Google added the ability to assign reminders to other people using Google Assistant. Reminders appear on phones and smart displays and can be assigned to anyone within a designated family group and set to appear at specific times or based on location. Users can also block people from setting reminders for them, and children under 13 will need a privacy-compliant account created using Google's Family Link platform. The features begin rolling out next month in English-speaking regions, including the U.S., the U.K., and Australia. The U.S. House Homeland Security Committee issued a subpoena to Jim Watkins, the owner of 8chan, as part of a probe into extremist content online. Watkins has until September 5th to appear before the committee. A resident of the Philippines, Watkins posted in an online video this week that he is currently in Reno, Nevada, and plans to testify. after reports surfaced of June's smart ovens preheating on their own without user input in the middle of the night, June CEO Matt Van Horn stated the cause was user error from either not turning off the device, forgetting to remove food, or issuing an inadvertent Alexa command. In a post to a June oven owner's Facebook group, Van Horn said an update to disable remote preheating was coming soon. A further update will use the oven's internal camera and door sensors to determine if there is currently food in the oven. If empty, the preheating will automatically turn off after a set time. That second fix is expected in January 2020. Following a report from Motherboard last week that Microsoft had human auditors review voice recordings from Skype translations and the Cortana virtual assistant, Microsoft updated the privacy policy for Cortana. The new policy states that the processing of personal data to improve accuracy includes both automated and manual human methods of processing, and that voice data is stored by the company for analysis of inferences and predictions. The policy states that steps are taken to de-identify information, and that any vendors handling the information sign non-disclosure agreements as well as agreeing to European privacy standards. Google and Apple both announced suspension of human auditing of voice information following similar reporting. And finally, Google announced in an email to owners of Nest Cams, Nest Hello, and Drop Cams that it will deprecate the ability to disable the status light on those devices. At Google I/O in May, the company announced a new customer privacy commitment with the integration of Nest into Google, which promised a clear visual indicator when Nest products captured content. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.